God encounters, breakthroughs, or moments like this morning, or hours like this morning, stretch us. They come to glorify God. They come to absolutely let us know that Satan has no authority over your life and no control over your life. And they come, and God, through these times, lets us know how much He loves us. I was talking to someone as I was just walking around and prayed for Frida and prayed for some other people. And I said, have you ever been in anything like this? No, but it's awesome. God is awesome.
Amen.
God is awesome. And what I want to do this morning, and I was going to preach for about an hour and a half, but I want to talk to you about somebody being stretched beyond where they were and even argued with God about it. I want to talk to you, and I'll preach a message sometime, but today we're just going to skim part of it. In Acts chapter 10, there's a man by the name of Cornelius. Say Cornelius with me.
Cornelius.
The Bible says Cornelius was a good man. He was one who simply gave alms or gave to the poor. And he was a man who prayed always. And one day he's praying, and God dispatches an angel. And the angel looks at Cornelius and says, God has heard you. He says, I want you to send to a place called Joppa for a man called Peter, and he's going to tell you what you need to do. There's only one problem. Anybody know what the problem is? The Jews had no dealing with the Gentiles. Cornelius happened to be a Gentile. So Cornelius is hungry for God. God knows who to call, but now God has to deal with Peter and give him a change of mind that he's been raised with from being a child. And so Peter is up on the roof praying at the ninth hour of the day, and God lets down a sheet. How many know what was on the sheet? A bunch of different animals. A bunch of animals that Peter wouldn't normally touch. And God looks at Peter and says, I want you to kill and eat. And Peter's response, he says, Lord, no, I've never eaten any unclean thing in my life. And God says, that which I have cleansed, don't call unclean. When you have breakthrough, encounter, God's going to stretch you. God's going to stretch you, and the way He stretches you is through people. And Peter was stretched. He had to come to a place where he realized that God had accepted and loved the Gentiles as much as He loved the Jews. And that's interesting. Because from a child, I'm sure Peter was taught the law. And Jesus told His disciples in Matthew chapter 10, when He sent them out, He says, I don't want you to go to the Gentiles. I only want you to go to the lost house of Israel. How many remember that? He said, don't go to the Gentiles. And when the Syrophoenician woman came to Him, and He said, I'm not called to you, I'm called to the Jews, and actually referred to her as a dog. And she said, and she looked at Him and said, but even the dogs get the crumb from the tables. And I believe something happened there. I believe with her faith, and we were singing, I Walk by Faith. I want you to see something. He was not yet released to go to the Gentiles. Jesus wasn't. But Jesus looked at his father because Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father do, and I only say what I hear the Father say. And I believe that they could not and would not ignore that woman's faith, even back in those days. The faith moved the hand of God, and her daughter was healed. And so there came a change for Peter in his attitude, where he was going and what he was doing. And if you read later, Peter was called on the carpet for it. Next chapter, Jews came down and said, you went in and fellowshiped with and ate with Gentiles, and that was taboo. But the point is today, what group of people bother you? What people group would you back away from? Where is God going to stretch you and how to reach someone, to be involved in someone, to touch someone, to minister to someone, to encourage someone? And even though I don't believe anybody here is prejudiced, amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And that we love people, amen?
Amen.
And if somebody walks through that door, we're going to greet them.
Amen.
And if someone needs something, we're going to help them.
Amen.
But are we going to go to their house and eat dinner with them?
Amen.
Amen. Jerry, we eat with anybody. I'll guarantee you. But we are going to come to a place when you are endued with that glory of God and ministering in the name of Jesus, that you're going to be tested. You're going to be stretched. You're coming to a place where we don't see people as we used to see them. We see people as God sees them. And we reach out to them. And it doesn't matter if it's a park ranger, if it's somebody else, if it's somebody down and out, or if it's somebody up in the penthouse. Because I'm going to be honest with you, there were times I didn't want to talk to somebody because I knew what they wanted. Now, I know none of you rest of you have ever been there. I knew they wanted a handout, they wanted me to do something, they wanted me to take them somewhere. And so you kind of walk with one eye closed, and I don't see you over there. Been there, done that. Anybody else? But God is opening doors. God is challenging us. God is calling us. And so Peter goes to meet a man. But when he got to the Cornelius' house, his whole family was there. The whole family. And as Peter preached, and I'm hurrying, you can tell. There's so much in between this. As Peter preached, he preached this verse. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And you know something? While he was preaching, the Holy Spirit fell. And they saw the Gentiles magnify God, speak in tongues, get ministered to by the Holy Spirit. And it told me something. And maybe you thought this, but God never halfway accepts somebody. God doesn't come to a place where he looks at people and say, you come to me, I'll make you a second-class Christian. God welcomes them. God loves them. God died for them. God accepts them. God restores them. God renews them. God gives them a hope and a reason for living. And we need to understand before Peter went to the house of Cornelius and Paul later went to the Gentile nations, we had no hope. Let me show you something in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul writing. Verse number 11 of chapter 2. I want you to see this. And I want you to notice how he words it. In verse number 11 says, "Therefore remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh who were called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, made in flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." That was us. We're classified now as Jews spiritually, but in the flesh we were Gentiles. If you understand that, say amen.
Amen.
You can lay aside your Norwegian to become a Jew. But now, the next verse of who said that? But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity that is the law of commandments contained in the ordinance, so that as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. In the eyes of God, there's only two groups of people. There's those who know Christ and those who don't know him yet. So what we want to do and what we want to see God do through us is bring in those who don't know him yet. And we do that through listening to what God is telling us to do and where he wants us to go. And as we go, we thank God for an opportunity to demonstrate his love, because he demonstrated his love to us. Romans chapter 5, God demonstrated his love to us while we were still sinners. And so what an opportunity. And that's why we don't go home today and say, boy, that was a good service, now we've reached it, and so we can go back to what we were. We come to a place where there's still more out there. How many of you were still able to stand this morning? How many of you didn't have your nose in the carpet? How many of you were just saying, what a beautiful service? Do you know when Jesus came to John, he fell as dead? I'm not trying to scare you. We haven't seen yet what God wants to do. There's more. That more will increase and increase and increase and increase and increase. And prayerfully, the day comes when we have to step over bodies to get into the church. Live ones, Sherry. Prayerfully, the day will come when we open that door and we walk in this place. This place is just absolutely consumed and filled with the glory of God. Please listen to me. Don't settle for too little. Don't settle for too little. God absolutely desires to magnify himself and his life and his glory here in this community. And he's starting just to do it. He's starting to take us. And how many have ever said, God, I'll do whatever you want? One person. You're not going to say that this morning. God, I'll do whatever you want, wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to be, I'll do it. You know something? He's going to take you up on it. He's going to take you up on it. How many of you ever said, God, I want more of you? He's going to do it. But he's not giving you more of him just so you have more of him. He's giving you more of him so that you can radiate that presence wherever you go, whether it's Walmart or Target. Man, Black Friday's coming. Go in the glory of God. They're even making, you don't even stand in line all night anymore. Best Buy's opening at 6 or something on Thursday night. Huh, Kirk? No more computers?
That was for the kingdom.
And so we have plenty of opportunity to be stretched. And we have plenty of opportunity to glorify Jesus. And you know, it is amazing. It is amazing. And as you leave today, you're entering the mission field. You're all missionaries. You're all missionaries. And Bud said, I'm leaving. Don't forget what happened this morning. And don't forget that God still has more to give of his presence, of his love, of his anointing. I close with this. When Jesus visited his disciples after the resurrection, he said this to them, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. As Judy and I walked out, I believe it was as we walked out on our wedding, a young man saying, so send I you to labor unrewarded. Jesus told his disciples, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. I want you to understand that. As Jesus was sent by the Father through the Holy Spirit with a mission, we have a little different mission than Jesus had, all but one of us. That'll happen. We have a mission, and that mission, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, is to reach the lost. To touch them. To minister to them. To love them. To embrace them. To encourage them. To bring them hope. And to walk out this life with others in our mind. Not that we're earning anything. The Bible says no one can be justified by the law and no one's going to be justified by working. But God's going to bring people across your path and some days you don't even have to search for them. And you're just going to share what God's doing in your life with them. And what a privilege that'll be.